you're encountering such a big feeling that it's causing a physiological reaction. Mm-hmm. And so that is another thing I think using with my children. And of course, it's first comes from me understanding that. Hey everyone, welcome back to another Family Care Learning podcast. This is actually a part two of the last podcast that we posted about, and so we're talking about the Whole Brain Child Workbook and some of the interventions from Dr. Dan Siegel and Dr. Tina Bryson. And so if you haven't caught that first podcast, I encourage you to go check it out. The link's actually below in the description. But today we're actually going to talk about another topic that's covered in this workbook that I think is just, again, I love it. It's something that has helped me in my parenting, and I hope it can really help you. And so the topic or this parenting intervention is called Name It to Tame It. And so, Josette, can you talk a little bit about Name It to Tame It and what that is?
Sure, yeah. So as we discussed in the previous podcast, the idea with the Whole Brain Child book and then the Whole Brain Child workbook is that we want to parent in a way that helps our children use both hemispheres of their brain, the left and the right.
Yeah.
And they have different parts, which we discussed in the first podcast. They have kind of different functions.
Yeah.
And so Name It to Tame It is just another strategy to help us help our children integrate, fully integrate their brains and use both sides of their brains. So really the idea is that you can take a difficult experience that your child has just had, you know, a fight, you know, a situation where they didn't do well on something in school, or even a situation that's coming up that they're worried about, and you can apply the Name It to Tame It strategy to help them approach that difficult situation.
Okay.
So the authors really focus on this idea of using sort of story with a difficult situation. So just, and all that that means is that you're going to talk to your child about what happened, maybe how it happened, their feelings about what happened, and then even ending on a message of empowerment to try to encourage your child going forward for the next time they face that difficult situation, or if you're talking about something that's coming up that they're kind of dreading, that message of empowerment would give them encouragement for what they've got to face.
So I love this, like even just you listing that out, I'm thinking, okay, what happened, right? That's kind of maybe that left side in the memory recall.
Getting
the facts, right? And then the right, then how you feel about what happened, right, is kind of more that right brain.
Exactly.
And then the empowerment. So it's like almost like this, okay, okay. So you were really seeing kind of this rhythm in some of the whole brain child interventions, these parenting interventions, to really kind of go, are we taking our children through both sides of the brain in processing those things.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So take an example, just a really simple example, like your child, they just got hurt, physically hurt, and they're crying and they're upset, and you know, you're trying, they're coming to you for comfort. And so you know, just taking a moment to even verbalize for them maybe what you saw, if you saw it, or to ask them to tell you what happened. Like, oh, buddy, I just saw you running. It looks like you tripped on the carpet and you fell down.
Yeah.
That probably hurt, didn't it? So you're saying the facts.
Yes.
But then you're asking them how they feel, or even suggesting how they might feel with that, and giving them a chance to give you their input on it as well.
Wow. I, just as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about my beautiful little 4-year-old Bella, and she'll come to me limping or crying. I'll go, "Oh, sweetie, what happened?" And then she gives like a very detailed recounting of the story of, "Well, first I was doing this, and he was over here, and he was over there, and this is what's happening." And right, like his little tears are running, but that's actually a good thing, right? Like, because she's using her left side of the brain, and then for us to then kind of go, "Oh man," and then kind of talk about, how do you feel about that, or whatever, right? Like, that's a good thing. And so for those of you parents out there that maybe have those long-winded kids and kind of recounting, that's a good thing if they're recalling that left side recall, and then you're empathizing with them. Be patient with it. That is a golden process that will help them in their development.
Yes, it really is.
Okay, well, all right, way to go, Bella.
So in that example, you were really using, helping her use, encouraging her to use both sides of her brain.
Yeah.
And then the empowerment piece could be something as simple as, you know, oh, let's get a Band-Aid for your knee. Do you want to put it on or you want me to put it on? So yes. giving her a little choice about, you know, if she wants to participate in that or she just wants you to do it. So that could be like the empowerment part.
Mm. I love that. So for those of you out there, if I might just take a minute and kind of talk about, for those of you out there, if you've heard the first podcast, I shared a little bit story about one of my guys and how we applied the Connect Before Correct. And so if this story is confusing to you, go check out that one. It'll be make a lot more sense. But so, right, I connect with him, right? Mm-hmm. We are coming out of this, right? He's more regulated now. He's feeling, we've talked through some of the consequences and stuff. And now we are moving back into like the room where the video games are, mm-hmm. right? And so using this Name It to Tame It, one of the things that I use, kind of how this might look, the Name It to Tame It might look practically applied, is I come out there and I talk to my older son who did the unintentional rejecting. So Bronson, if you're watching, I know you didn't mean it, buddy. I love you. I know you love your brother. But he, you know, I asked Bronson to recall the events mm-hmm. of what had happened while my younger son is kind of there listening, right? And so he's kind of modeling. So my younger brother, Braden, he did this, and then he wanted this, right? And then I was paying mm-hmm. attention to the TV and didn't see his hug and brushed him off. And so he had this kind of recollection, the left side brain that Bronson right. was doing while Braden is kind of just watching, mm-hmm. right? And so, but all the time I'm kind of looking at Braden going, is that right? Is that mm-hmm. He's going, yeah, 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 right? And so he's kind of fact checking here mm-hmm. with all of it. And then I asked Bronson, so Bronson, how do you think Braden felt from his perspective with that? And so Bronson was able to kind of go, well, maybe he was hurt, or maybe he felt like I was being mean or being rude to him, right? And so then I'm going, okay, so so you would feel that way if you were Braden too. Yeah, I would feel that way. Now, did you mean to do that? Fact check, left mm-hmm. side of the brain. No, mm-hmm. I didn't mean to do that. And so, right, like we were able to kind of go back and forth with that. Mm-hmm. And then kind of for the empowerment piece, I'm going, now Braden, next time, if there's a next time that Bronson's rejecting you or not giving you a hug when you were really excited and want a hug, what could you say to let him know, right? And so the kind of the empowerment piece mm-hmm. is like, Bronson, I really wanted to give you a hug. I was super happy about it. Mm-hmm. And so then Bronson was go, oh, I'm sorry, bud. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, right? And yeah. so having them kind of feel empowered and they're advocating for themselves and they're kind of reconnecting with one another. And so it gave Braden an opportunity, because he's still kind of younger, mm-hmm. to see the modeling of this naming everything mm-hmm. and taming mm-hmm. it, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and then, and so that kind of gives him an opportunity where he would walk through it. And mm-hmm. so, and maybe for those of you out there that's kind of wondering what that looks like, that's what it looked like in my house in the messiness of that situation. And so, yeah
that's a great example.
And it, right, it helps. It helps everyone, right? Because not mm-hmm. only is it helping my older child name it to tame it, and it's helping my older child have empathy for a younger child mm-hmm. in naming and taming, helping him name and tame it. But then it's also helping him, my younger child, kind of see the older child as a bigger, stronger, kinder, loving, a family figure that can mm-hmm. help him through those things as well as mom and dad, mm-hmm. right? And so I think, again, it's just some of the Dan Siegel stuff, for those of you out there, I just think is gold with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beautiful example. And I think the idea here, too, is just that, you know, we have emotions. And when something difficult happens, when something challenging happens, emotions are often, we call big emotions,
yes.
you know, just they kind of threaten to overwhelm us sometimes. So, yeah. You know, when we are able to sort of process through how we got there and name what we're feeling, and then we are really using both parts of our brains. So the idea is for parents to help, you know, definitely acknowledge the feeling, but even go back a little and help your child figure out, how did you get there? What mm-hmm. is it that happened? So in that example that you gave, you were talking to your boys about Well, so what happened? What did you do? What was he doing when you did this?
And
doing all of that with them was sort of putting it all into context. You were processing through it. You were helping them both make sense of it.
Yeah.
You were helping your younger child see what your older child, you know, what things were like from his perspective and vice versa, so that they could both, they came away from that situation understanding not only what the feelings were, rejection for your younger child, but also how they got there.
Yes.
And it made sense to both of them. Oh, and then, and then you went that step further and talked about next time, what could you do instead, which is that empowerment piece.
Yeah.
So,
And one of the things, just even thinking about another detail I kind of left out, right? So my younger son has some pretty big emotions and body sensations. Mm-hmm. And so even to kind of have my older son kind of go, hey, have you ever been so upset that your body convulses to the point, like, how big would your feelings have to be where your body, you throw your head back and you want to throw a fit, right? Like, because I think some of the times where it's like, this is not just a, I'm minorly frustrated and now my body is convulsing because of all these, because of a minor emotion. It really is like you're encountering such a big feeling that it's causing a physiological reaction. Mm-hmm. And so that is another thing I think using with my children. And of course it's first comes from me understanding that and leading my children and understanding about looking at my younger son and going, what would the world have to feel like for my body to do that kind of fit throwing and be genuinely expressing how my body is feeling in that? It's just, it's huge. And I think a lot of times it's so easy to dismiss that as caregivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. Really good point.
I think the other thing for those of you out there that I would just kind of, again, support this or kind of back this up is if you have watched our EMDR video with Jenny and Haley, they kind of outline what the EMDR process is like. And what you see is, like, for the EMDR process, we are literally kind of walking through what Dan Siegel is kind of outlining, where we're taking this attunement to both the emotions and the body sensations, and then kind of this recall, right? And kind of the imagery and all of this. And then we're kind of reprocessing that. And so if that process and kind of therapy is interesting to you or has kind of sparked your interest, you should definitely check out Jenny and Haley's podcast about what is EMDR, because that's really a therapeutic intervention. Now, parents out there, don't do EMDR to your kids. You got to have the training for that. But there is something to be said about how helpful this process is, whether it's parents leading it in a name it to tame it, or like an EMDR process in the context of therapy to help people kind of resolve their issues. Mm-hmm. And so again, for those of you that are out there and you are curious about this, we have the link again, the checking out the Whole Brain Child workbook. And I think it's a great read. I think it's helped me in my parenting. And if you need additional help, check out our Arizona Family Counseling website, where we can walk through some of these interventions and principles with you to support your child. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Family Care Learning Podcast. If you found this content helpful or encouraging, please click that subscribe button and give us a review or share this with other families that might enjoy this type of content. Just a reminder, we have the full video of this podcast on our YouTube channel. And if you're a foster parent that needs continuing education credits, you can check us out at familycarelearning.org, where we have an entire catalog of foster care training courses. Family Care Learning is made possible by the donations from listeners like you. If you wish to support the work we do in strengthening families, feel free to make a tax-deductible donation at familycarelearning.org. Thank you.